What would you call the little container that women would keep coins in?
Coin purse.
Mm-hmm. And what does a woman wear around her wrist?
A bracelet.
And around her neck?
A necklace.
Suppose it's little things strung up on a chain.
Pearls.
Or wooden things, maybe?
Beads.
And what would you call a something of beads?
I'd say a string of pearls or a string of beads.
All right. Mm-hmm. And what do men wear to hold up their trousers?
Suspenders.
Is there an old name for
that? Galluses.
Yeah. And what do you hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella.
Another name?
Parasol.
Are they the same?
Yes.
Okay. There's no way this could go any faster. This is just the fastest I have ever known it to go.
Is it really?
Yeah. You just get everything so quickly.
It's a wonder I work for the power company and I'm tired.
Well, maybe that's good, because then you just say the first thing that comes into your mind, which is usually what you want. Okay, what is the last thing that you put on a bed?
Bedspread.
Okay, and at the head of the bed is a
pillow.
Did you ever see something about twice as long as a pillow?
Is it a sham?
I've heard that.
Pillow sham?
There's another word, too. Bolster, do you know?
Bolster, yes. Yeah. Yes.
All right,
but
so
now
you know.
I thought bolsters were like, that went on sofas.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, that's what the man in South Alabama said last night that I was interviewing.
Where did you interview in South Alabama?
In Roanoke.
Roanoke.
Mm-hmm. You might say the bolster doesn't go just part way across the bed. It goes
all the way.
Mm-hmm. And a heavy thing that would be handmade on a
comforter.
Or
quilt.
What's the difference?
A comforter is usually satin,
mm-hmm.
and a quilt is cotton.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot more work on a quilt.
Mm-hmm.
Usually quilts are handmade.
Yeah.
You know, in little pieces and sewn together and quilted.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call a makeshift sleeping place on the floor?
A pallet.
Yes. And these are questions about soil and so forth, which you may not know. We expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
rich.
What's another word for rich? Beginning with an F. To make soil rich, what do you put on it?
Fertilizer.
So the soil is?
Fertile.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call flat lowland along a stream that overflows and then is planted later?
Low ground.
Yeah, good. And how about low-lying grassland?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
It's about the same thing, isn't it?
All right, if you say so. And I suppose it's not good for anything but clover or hay.
What would you call it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay. How about something that's got water in it all the time and trees growing in it and is...
Swamp.
Yeah. Is that fresh water?
No. I wouldn't think a swamp would be fresh water.
All right. How about...
It's backwater.
Ah. What is backwater?
Behind a lake or behind a river.
Hmm.
Or that's mm-hmm. what I'd consider swampy.
Mm-hmm. How about if it were along the sea?
They're called inlets or something. That's different, isn't it?
Do you use the word marsh at all?
Marsh, yes.
What is that?
Well, now, marsh is different from a swamp to me.
Why is
a swamp
it?
Is like in Florida for mm-hmm. some reason,
mm-hmm.
in the back parts of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And a marsh would be, I think a marsh would be more along the sea.
Okay. Can you name some different types of soil around here?
All I can think of is topsoil.
All right, well, I know in Georgia they have red clay, and that's all I know. Do you know a type of soil called loam or loam?
I've heard of loam.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is.
You know if it's good soil or not?
I don't think so.
Okay. And if you're getting water off the marshes, you'd say you're doing what?
Draining it.
And what would you dig to drain it?
Ditch or a trench.
And suppose it's big enough for a boat?
It's a canal.
Mm-hmm. And how about a bit of water that flows in and out with the tide?
I don't know.
If you don't live around these things, you probably don't know. No, there are no tides around here,
uh-huh.
are there? Let's see. How about a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream?